This past spring was the first that I felt tired and realized I was growing old. Maybe it was the rotten weather we'd had in L.A. Maybe it was the rotten cases I'd had, mostly chasing a few missing husbands and then chasing their wives once I found them in order to get paid. Or maybe it was just the plain fact that I am tired and growing old. The only real pleasure I'd had at all was following Joe DiMaggio, belting the apple at an incredible clip for the New York Yankees. Well, it's the middle of July now, and things are worse than they were in the spring. In the spring, I wasn't holed up in a dingy hotel ducking the police.
Hello. Let me have Richmond 4421, please. Lieutenant Nulty, please. Nulty.
I'm at the Castle Marina.
Room 502. Come alone.
I was trying to stabilize below the belt when this guy the size of the Statue of Liberty walks up to me.
What are you, a cop?
No, I'm your fairy godmother. I started to walk away.
Private Dicks, huh?
When a hand I could have sat in took hold of my shoulder.
What's your name?
Marlowe. What's yours?
Moose Marlowe.
Get down! He didn't bat an eye. Fear wasn't built into his giant frame.
I want you to work for me.
Hey, let me guess. You want me to try to find the two guys who were trying to shoot you, huh?
I want you to find my Velma. I ain't seen her in 7 years. She ain't wrote in six.
Where the hell have you been for 7 years?
In the can. The Great Bend bank robbery. 80 grand. I did it solo. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
I want you to find my Velma.
Look, man, 6 years, that's a long time not to hear.
She'll have a reason.
I'm sure she will. Why the hell were they shooting at you?
Maybe we ought to go to Florian's. That's the last place my Velma worked.
What was she like, this, Velma?
Cute. Cute as lace pants.
That's something to go on. Jesus, you've had a busy day. It's a good thing you don't get out of the slammer more than once every 7 years.
I want you to find my Velma.
Yeah, okay, fine. I will. Meanwhile, maybe you better beat it, huh? Because the cops might think that you've sprained your parole.
35 minutes. That's not bad for a killing. Lucky it wasn't something serious.
Don't worry about it, Marlowe. It's just another shine killing. No space in the papers, no pictures, nothing.
You're gonna get your picture in the paper. Front, sideways, back, numbers. Don't you worry about it. No sweat. It was self-defense, Nulty.
The corridor gave me the willies. It was the kind of place I've always dreaded I'd wind up in. Alone and broke.
Who is it?
My name is Philip Marlowe. I'm a private investigator. I'm not with the city, the state, the county, or the feds. I'm not with any collection agency. I'm looking for Florian. You used to work for him, didn't you?
Mister, my daddy wants you.
What for?
Are you a policeman?
No. Are you a policeman?
No, I'm a baseball player.
A baseball player? Come here. That's one day when I'm with you. It seems like I cry all day Tuesday. I die all day Wednesday. Oh my, how I long for you. And then comes Thursday.
So what happens if you don't find them? They're gonna take away that classy new suit?
Why the hell do you care so much about them?
I don't know. Ever since I saw that movie King Kong, I've been a sucker for any gorilla that falls in love with a girl.
Marlowe, if you know where he is, I'll nail you for aiding and abetting.
Aiding and abetting what? You've got a dead Negro. Nobody gives a shit. So what's changed?
Nothing's changed.
You got any idea who tried to kill Malloy?
Yeah, we're working on it.
Oh? Who's in charge? Billy Rolfe?
Now, what the hell do you mean by that?
Molloy's girlfriend is in the booby hatch. That's what. My nose is twitching. That's what. An ex-con kills a colored fellow in self-defense and you just wash your hands clean. Now, all of a sudden, you've developed an itch to get your hands on him. What is it? What's up? Come on, Nulty, level with me. I don't expect that crooked son of a bitch to level, but you.
Marlowe, we're police department and you're a private dick. Don't get it all mixed up. We could take your license. Just remember that.
I'll tie a string around my finger.
No, no. That buzzer's not going to do you any good tonight. I just put one of your boys to sleep.
You've been a very sick man, sir. A very sick man. I can't recommend you being up and around yet.
I may look sick, but don't let that fool you. I'm in a rare mood tonight. I feel like dancing on the phone. I can hear the banshees calling. I haven't shot anybody in over a month.
How the hell do I know?
You told me my Velma would call.
Now, wait a minute. I've been slapped, scratched, punched, knocked unconscious, drugged, and shot at looking for your Velma, so quit trying to make a milkshake out of my insides, will you? Come, stop it!
Bruce, get down!
You were set up, Moose, don't you understand?
She said she'd be here.
Who's trying to get to you, Moose? What the hell's going on here? Was there somebody else in the robbery? Where's the money? Are they trying to shut you up, or is it something else?
They must have my Velma somewhere.
Who, Moose? Tell me. Who? Thanks, Nulty. But that's not what I need. What I need is another drink. I need a lot of life insurance. I need a home in the country. I need a vacation. I'm tired, Nulty. Everything I touch turns to shit. I've got a hat, a coat, and a gun. That's it. Look, we've known each other for a long time, Nulty. You've got to let me go. Otherwise, that kid of Tommy Ray's is going to haunt me for the rest of my life for letting him kill his old man. He will, you know. Well, hooray. Now it all makes sense, everything. Velma from the gutter. Whore from Amphores.
Take away his gun, honey, and we can go.
Don't be crazy, Moose. Don't you understand? Prostitute marries millionaire judge. Judge knows nothing about her background. Not even that she was in on a bank robbery and let her boyfriend take the rap for her.
I got the 80,000, Moose. Just like I said.
She's lying, Moose. She and Brunette cooked up the whole thing. Only two other people knew who she had married, Amthor and Marriott. They're both dead. Amthor told Brunette that one of her girls had married a judge, and that's all he had to hear. Everything was hunky-dory, Moose, till you got out.
Take his gun, honey.
After they missed killing you on the street, and then they couldn't find you? Hold it right there, Moose. They sent me and Marriott out on some cock and bull story, and they killed him because they thought he was weak and they were afraid he'd crack.
Shut him up, Moose. He's making it all up.
Moose, look, even a band leader, for Christ's sake, a friend of hers that wouldn't say a bad word against her, he got wiped out. Don't you see, Moose? She's using everybody.
Jeez.
Moose never would have hurt her. It didn't matter to him that she hadn't written in 6 years. It didn't matter to him that she turned him in for a reward. The big lug loved her. And if he was still alive, it wouldn't matter to him that she'd pumped 3 bullets into him. What a world. Bagby and Smith, a couple of run-of-the-mill pitchers, stopped DiMaggio. Maybe they had a little extra last night, like Nulty had tonight. I had $2,000 inside my breast pocket that needed a home, and I knew just the place.